With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump will address the nation at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Iran war. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The White House describes the president's primetime speech as an important update on Iran. On Tuesday, Donald Trump said U.S. forces could leave Iran in 2 or 3 weeks and be done with the conflict. The president also lashed out at American allies for not doing more to support the U.S. military's war campaign. He said it's up to other countries, not the United States, to keep the Strait of Hormuz open for oil tankers and other shipping. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
The Supreme Court has ruled against a law banning conversion therapy for LGBT kids in Colorado. Correspondent Marcela Sanchez.
Colorado is one of about 2 dozen states that banned the discredited practice. In an 8-1 decision, the high court majority sided with a Christian counselor who argues the law banning talk therapy violates the First Amendment. Counselor Kaylee Childs, with support from the Trump administration, says the law wrongly bars her from offering voluntary, faith-based therapy for kids. But Colorado says its law simply stops a practice from using therapy to try to convert LGBTQ+ people to heterosexuality. The justices agreed the law raises free speech concerns and sent it back to a lower court to decide if it meets a legal standard. Few laws pass. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
3 Americans and a Canadian will launch into orbit around Earth and then head for the moon. They'll hurtle several thousand miles beyond the moon, hang a U-turn, and then come straight back during a nearly 10-day mission. The Artemis launch will begin at Kennedy Space Center, where the Apollo moonshots did. North Carolina State announcing the hiring of Tennessee assistant coach and former Wolfpack player Justin Gainey as head coach. This is SRN News. Ohio lawmakers consider a drag show ban.
The State House of Representatives has approved the measure, which would not bar all drag performances, but only those where children are or might be present. Every single Democratic state senator voted against the legislation, which is now in the hands of the Ohio Senate. Republican supporters of the legislation say, quote, it also establishes clearer legal standards to help maintain privacy and safety in spaces designated for biological females. Michael Harrington reporting.
A tremendous number of American kids are using the social platform TikTok. A new report from the Pew Research Center finds nearly 70% of adolescents aged 13 to 17 use the platform, and about 1 in 5 teens say they are being on it constantly now. Child protection advocates say that's a big problem, causing TikTok or accusing it of allowing content that sexualizes minors. This is SRN News. Consumer confidence inched higher in March despite soaring energy prices brought on by the war in Iran. The Conference Board says its index rose modestly to 91.8 in March from 91 in February. Spice and flavorings company McCormick is combining with Unilever's foods division, including household names like Hellman's and Knorr.
The combined company will maintain McCormick's name and leadership, but upon closing, Unilever and its shareholders are expected to own 65% of the food company's outstanding equity, amounting to $29.1 billion. Unilever would also get $15.7 billion in cash. Meanwhile, McCormick shareholders will own 35%. Unilever is attempting to streamline its business and focus more on beauty and personal care products. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.